With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It's the first of the month, and that means the rent is due for millions of Californians. But tenants who saw their jobs vanish nearly overnight are facing a tough choice: pay the rent or use what's left for things like groceries and health care. Cap Radio's Nick Miller has this report.
The rent that is due is $900 this month and next month and all of the months following.
That's Uma Tufekcic. Last month, she hustled two jobs as a restaurant server and at an art gallery in Sacramento. Then the coronavirus yanked the rug out from under her. Now, she has no income, but she has a plan.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to not pay my rent.
She's calling it a rent strike. That means she won't be paying her landlord in April, and she doesn't plan to pay back April's rent later, when her jobs hopefully return.
Right now, I do not have any fear. What I do feel is excited, and I feel empowered, and I feel pretty positive.
So for tenants, through May 31st, there will be no eviction proceedings. There'll be no enforcement as it relates to your inability to pay for COVID-19.
That's Governor Gavin Newsom last week explaining what he called a statewide moratorium on evictions. His order allows tenants to delay some or all rent payments, but they still can be evicted if they don't pay it back after the crisis.
In regards to the governor's recent executive order when it comes to evictions, I'd say, as many others are, I'm extremely disappointed.
Ibrahim Bangura is a renter in Elk Grove. He's also an organizer with the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment. It's a group that works with low-income communities on issues like economic justice.
What we need is pretty simple. In this time where people are losing employment, when we're being told that we have to stay home, we need a cancellation on rent and mortgage and utilities payments until we are back to work.
The conflict boils down to this. Governments want tenants to pay rent, preferably now, but definitely later when the stay-at-home order is lifted. However, a growing number of tenants argue they won't have the money to pay back rent even when this is over. So they say they shouldn't have to pay at all, that it should be canceled. Tom Bannon with the California Apartment Association says this could have serious impacts on property owners.
We realize the governor is working to thread the needle when it comes to landlords and tenants, and we appreciate his leadership and understanding that tenants are very fearful of losing their homes, while at the same time, landlords are fearful over the ability to pay the bills, including mortgages and taxes.
Bannon says he's telling landlords to talk with renters about the situation, but he says landlords are also vulnerable.
And in some cases, just the landlords will be counting, particularly the small landlords, on the rent payments to also pay their general expenses that they may be counting on the rents for their retirement.
Retirement is a faraway place for substitute teacher Ryan Sharp. He taught at the Sacramento Elementary, where a fellow teacher died from COVID-19 last month. That school and pretty much all in California have been closed for weeks.
It is completely absurd that tenants all across the country are still expected to pay their normal rent payments as if nothing has changed, as if most of us haven't lost work and wages.
Sharp argues all the solutions so far are untenable. Until something better comes along, he wants an unconditional rent freeze.
There are people that are basically walking the tightrope between getting infected or getting evicted. You know, you go to work and risk getting sick, or you don't go and you risk losing your home.
Millions of people are on this tightrope, and so far, they're without a net. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.